again, back to Brazil, Doctor. You apparently had an opportunity to interview some fellow physicians in Brazil. Is that correct?
One physician. I was saying physicians before because we had promised this individual total anonymity and secrecy. And so I synthetically multiplied the number. And
I see. All right.
But
the doctor,
one physician.
The doctor that you interviewed, let's roll through that interview a little bit, all right? Exactly how did it go? What did you ask and what did he say?
Okay, we knew that one of these creatures or beings, for lack of a better word, was taken to two hospitals in Varginha. And at one of the hospitals, which was Hospital Regional, one of these beings underwent some treatment.
Wow. You're telling me this creature was, what, taken to the hospital by the military there?
The creature was taken to the hospital by two military personnel. One actually held the creature on his lap and took it to the hospital.
Really?
This is another story because that individual died within 2 weeks after exposure to the creature.
Cause of death?
A total secret until probably just recently because there's just been a conference in there and another doctor who treated this individual, I understand, has come forth and is spilling the beans as we talk. So I will have that information shortly.
Suspicions?
The sister of the deceased military police officer described symptoms that to me were very similar to Ebola infection.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, everybody says, why don't they land on the White House lawn and come out and shake hands?
Yeah.
Maybe if they did, we wouldn't be around long to talk about it.
Well, I don't know, Doctor. For a long time, I've been very suspicious and uneasy with the majority opinion in the UFO community that these are warm, fuzzy little things. I've never felt that. And I've always felt very strongly the possibility that no matter how you look at this, and I stand back and look at the reproductive experiments and that kind of thing, and, you know, I'm not thinking they're acting in our favor. And I'm not so comfortable with the fact that they're warm, fuzzy little creatures, and I think the UFO community better get over it.
I think that, you know, my advice to the UFO community in general is they better wake up and get scientific and drop some of the illusions that have been floating around for years.
Good luck.
But who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the story, because this is so, so important.
Please.
One of these creatures was injured, and that's the one that sat on this poor soul's lap, and he was taken to Hospital Regional, met there by an additional military contingent who took over a portion of the hospital, the surgical wing, and this is not a big place to begin with. And there, the creature underwent some sort of treatment. We didn't know until this witness heard I was coming to town and called Ubejar Rodriguez and said that he would be willing to talk to me,
mm-hmm.
not as any kind of a UFO investigator, but as a colleague.
Yes, yes.
So a meeting was arranged. Nothing was allowed to be taped. There was no video, no recording of any kind. We met him. I took my traveling companion, who was acting as my cameraman, Ubirajara, and his son, who acted as the translator.
Why this provision of no recording equipment?
This man was frightened to death.
Mm-hmm.
This for him was a catharsis. He had not spoken to anyone in 6 years. He was threatened not only with the loss of a job and his license, but he was threatened with a little more serious consequence.
That would all do it. That would do it. All right. So obviously no recording equipment. He'd been, you know, really apparently had his neck wrung out by the military down there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
all right.
When we got there and the meeting took place, a disclaimer was the first thing out of his lips. This didn't happen to me. These were rumors. These are things that I don't. I heard about. I have no relationship at all, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to hear this, I'm willing to tell you about it. It was, oh, absolutely. So we sat down and we started the questions rolling. And of course, the information I got was through, like you mentioned earlier, through interpretation.
Uh-huh.
However, when it came to the medical terminology,
yes,
and the medical lingo,
yes,
we were one-to-one. It didn't make any difference whether he was speaking Portuguese and I was speaking English.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We were able to understand, and I got more knowledge out of that than what came from the interpreter's lips.
Then tell me about that.
Well, as I said, he started with a disclaimer, but then when he started talking about the events and what happened and...
Well, that's what I want to know, what the events and what did happen.
Yeah, he was not told what this was. It was some emergency. There was military in the hospital. That wasn't surprising because they had accidents that happened on the base and they took in people and et cetera. So he was not surprised to see a military contingent to the hospital at all. He was taken in, asked to go into the surgical wing of the hospital, and military guards, after he went in with a couple of colleagues and assistants, mm-hmm. were closed off into that area. And he inquired as to what was going on, and they told him that it wasn't his business, just to follow directions and do what he was told.